1982, we put a referendum on the ballot in the city of Chicago for the Citizen Utility Board, and people voted yes in favor of it. And the group's been around now for over three decades fighting for consumers on utility matters. But there are a lot of other consumer issues and taxpayer issues that we need to have an advocate for. And in the city of New York, they created an office called Public Advocate to be an ombudsman for the public. I mean, ombudsman in Swedish means the people's person. So I think in Chicago, a big city, almost 3 million people, we need to have someone who fights for consumers and taxpayers on issues of fairness, whether it's property taxes, taking on unfair insurance practices, making sure people get a fair shake when it comes to anything in the marketplace. And under our Illinois Constitution, we can gather signatures on a petition for a binding referendum to set up a consumer advocate. Right now in the city, there's a appointed person who is in charge of the Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Services, but they're not independent, and they don't really have the ability to fight hard on important issues like taking on an unfair property tax system or making sure taxpayers get a fair shake.
A lot of those things that you just outlined, there might be an attorney or two in Chicago that are already handling those sorts of things. Why does this need to be a government office?
Well, I think that you need to have the power of the people of the city of Chicago behind the elected consumer advocate. This is a citywide office elected by the people to run an important department to protect consumers and taxpayers in the marketplace. And also in Chicago and Costco County, people have just received their property tax bills. It's a very complex, unfair tax. And I really think the Office of Consumer Advocate needs to have people on board that help homeowners navigate through the system if they want to appeal their assessment, have someone there that will fight for them and help them out. As a matter of fact, Chicago had an Office of Taxpayer Assistance some years ago, and the incumbent mayor now eliminated that office, and a lot of taxpayers don't have a place they can go to learn about how to appeal their property taxes and try and get them reduced.
We're speaking this morning with former Governor Pat Quinn. Pat, you were instrumental in the creation of the Citizens Utility Board, and that's an organization that's been around for many years now and has had a great deal of success, I think you could say. But that's not an elected office. Why does this need to be an elected office?
Well, you have to have somebody who runs a department in the city of Chicago who's independent and beholden to no one but the taxpayers and the consumers of our city. And that's what New York has had for almost three decades, an independent public advocate in that city. In our city of Chicago, we're calling it consumer advocate because we have a Department of Consumer Protection or Services, but it's appointed. And too often that office is meek and not strong enough on behalf of taxpayers when something unfair is going on. You know, the city just raised property taxes by more than $500 million. And the system itself, the property tax system, is fundamentally unfair. Well, there needs to be a strong voice on behalf of taxpayers and consumers to fight for fairness and equity, take on inequality. Many things happen in the marketplace where big corporations and big bureaucracies are hurting consumers, and you need a voice and a strong, I think, advocate on behalf of everyday people. Another thing the consumer advocate in Chicago would do is make sure that the city complies with the Freedom of Information Act. Over and over again in the past year and years before, City of Chicago has not complied with the law and kept information from the public under the Freedom of Information Act. People are entitled to know what their government's doing, and so we need to have a consumer advocate that takes the side of the taxpayers and consumers and make sure the truth is known.
The skeptic in me thinks Pat Quinn's putting a referendum on the ballot to create a position for Pat Quinn. Is that what's going on here?
Well, I believed in the power of referendum for as long as I've been born, and I think we need to have more referendums that are binding in Chicago and, for that matter, across Illinois, where people get to vote on issues as well as candidates. And I have put referendums on the ballot successfully where people have created the Citizen Utility Board, reduced the size of the legislature. We also had a referendum to stop politicians in Springfield from collecting their entire salary for a whole year on the first day of office. So the power of referendum works, and I think it's important that we strengthen that power.
How confident are you that you're going to be able to get this question on the ballot?
Well, we need to get 100,000 signatures to put the question of an elected consumer advocate for taxpayers on the ballot in Chicago. We're off to a very good start. We've got thousands of signatures already in the first few weeks. It's amazing what everyday people can do when they band together in a petition drive where the people put something on the ballot and vote for it. The independent consumer advocate that gets the job done for people every day.
Pat Quinn, thanks so much for your time.
All right, good to talk to you, Brian. Hope all's well.